Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. You just heard an interview from Tamara Filyovich about the situation in Kiev and the February 20th massacre. And we're now joined live in studio by Sheila from the CKUT program Radio Moon and Chesley Walsh, our very own homelessness marathon coordinator, to speak about what's lined up for tomorrow's marathon. Hi.
Hi.
So Chesley, first of all, could you introduce what the Homelessness Marathon is?
Certainly. The Homelessness Marathon is an all-night national broadcast that started about 12 years ago in Canada. It started originally in the United States and basically had an ambition of sort of featuring the lives and situations and issues that affect people who live on the streets or face housing issues or poverty issues. And here at CKUT, we've been hosting the national broadcast for 11 years, and in this, our 12th year, it's moving on over to CJSR in Edmonton. But we're still going to be hosting about 4 hours of the whole live national broadcast, starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow and going until 9 a.m. the next morning. So that, and we're hosting a live event at the Native Friendship Center for the evening as well. So we'll be sort of joined by a lot of different folks from around the city and some different organizations like GIAP and Theater of the Oppressed. And it's a really rad event that's happening tomorrow.
And so people can actually go to the Native Friendship Center and come hang out or come talk on the radio if they have something to say about the panel at hand. Is that right?
Totally. There are actually two components to this whole event, as you say. There is the actual radiothon, which you can tune in to CKUT or go online and listen to the entire evening. Or you can come directly to the Native Friendship Center, which is at 2001 Saint Laurent, right on the corner of Ontario and Saint Laurent. And we'll be there all night long. We'll be serving food, making live radio outside, and also hosting a series of different events sort of around solidarity with people who are experiencing different issues.
And so, Sheila, you're part of the Radio Moon Collective, which has been involved in CKUT for a while. And Radio Moon, as I understand, is going to be hosting 30 minutes of the marathon. And you're going to share with me what Radio Moon has lined up.
Okay, we will be interviewing a participant and an employee of the new iteration of At Home Chez Soi, a project that uses a housing-first approach. There'll be two testimonials concerning homelessness and mental health, and two people from Voices from the Street, an organization in Toronto that trains people with lived experience of homelessness and mental health issues to self-advocate. If people are looking for more information about Radio Moon or Forward House, they should call 514-488-9119 or forwardhouse.education@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Sheila. So, Chesley, I want to go back to you. Can you talk a bit about what people can expect if they come to the Native Friendship Center? I understand that there's going to be people knitting knitted items in solidarity with people living on the streets. Is that right?
Yeah, so we actually have a pretty well-rounded evening happening starting at 5 p.m. We've had a lot of different types of activities pitched this year. One of them is a knit-a-thon, which will be starting at 5 p.m. And this was sort of thought up by a textile activist in the city and has recruited a whole lot of people are very interested in knitting, apparently. So a lot of people are going to come in. Le Milieu Knitting Circle is coming, and they've donated a lot of materials. So you can come and learn how to knit or just participate if you want to. We'll also be having a live performance by a couple of folks who have performed before at the Native Friendship Center, Northern Collective, which is a rap duo, and Sally and the Ravenhearts. And we're going to have sort of an activity with Jiap, which is like a sex positive activist group that sort of is going to be doing, I think, a interactive activity about safe sex. And the themes that are covered are going to be pretty broad, not broad. They're going to cover quite a diverse range of topics because we have a lot of people who want to speak to the themes and issues relating to homelessness. So we have Native Solidarity News contributing, Prison Radio is going to talk about the sort of rotating door of homelessness and the institution. And we're going to be talking about gentrification and homelessness, and the list goes on. So we'll definitely, it'll be a very, I don't want to say fun, but like a radical event. And there would definitely be like some awesome components to the whole thing.
I went last year and I had a good time.
Yeah, I think fun is
fine. It's a great
fun.
Atmosphere.
Fun is fine. It doesn't have to be, I think it's like, it's
being
it's,
radical can be fun.
Yeah, that's the right way to say it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. I'll see both of you tomorrow at the marathon.
Great. See you there.
Thank you. See you there.
The 12th Annual Homelessness Marathon returns to Montreal on Wednesday, February 26th. This 14-hour national broadcast returns to the CKUT airwaves from 5 p.m. until 9 a.m. the next morning, featuring the voices and stories of people affected by homelessness, poverty, and housing issues throughout Canada. We will be broadcasting live from the Native Friendship Centre in Montreal and linking up with stations across the country to get a pan-Canadian perspective on homelessness and its underlying issues, such as mental health, police brutality, rights of drug users and sex workers, Aboriginal and immigrant rights, and much, much more. CKUT starts airing Montreal-based content at 5 p.m., kicking off a series of live activities at the Friendship Center, including music, craft making, storytelling, and a performance by the Theatre of the Oppressed. Don't miss this live annual event. You can call in toll-free all evening on February 26th to 1-866-594-7729. Come into the Native Friendship Center at 2001 Boulevard Saint-Laurent, or just tune in to CKUT 90.3 all night long.